Good afternoon and welcome to Born on the 4th of July. I'm your host, Barbara Jean, and we're going into our second segment on this very day coming up toward the end of July. I wish for all of you a wonderful summer and an enlightenment to go with that large sun that's in our lives as we are in July. Enlightenment is very, very important, and seek truth also is very important. Do your homework is very important. We have today Don Nikoloff. I always want to call you John. I apologize. Don Nikoloff. And he's done his work, and we recommended directlightproductions.com for you to go and see what you can find there. Many photographs I've never seen before. Amazing. Also, the indicators of from whence does the light come? A very simple, simple standard for painting, for photography, whatever. Just check it out. You go be the judge. So you were talking about some photos that had been sent to you. And there's just one other thing I wanted to correct before we go into this hour so it's clear in people's minds. We brought up the residents in Oklahoma because it's my understanding that the residence of the Dunham family has been indicated to be Kansas. And so is that the case, that there is clarification and more in-depth understanding as to their location?
Well, remember, Mr. Al from Chicago and Lebanon referred to, let's say, Beirut, Lebanon, and Chicago, Illinois, and it had nothing to do with Kansas. This was the Wizard of Oz story that they fed us. Okay. Remember Dorothy Gale. In fact, I allude to the fact that Dorothy Gale still lays claim to Kansas and fantasy.
Okay.
So they literally used the Wizard of Oz background as a psychological Hegelian tool to brainwash us into thinking that this man is of stock that is from the heartland of the United States. And so it's based on that premise, but it's very close to Oklahoma City. You just go down the interstate, a few hours and you're in Oklahoma City. And the south southern end of Oklahoma City, or the northwest end, is where War Acres and Putnam City are. Both started by C.B. War, mind you. He was probably, as I surmised in this last piece, financed by Bernard Baruch, who was the chairman of the War Industries Board. Isn't it interesting that there was a company in Oklahoma City called War Industries in War Acres, Oklahoma? Fascinating, isn't it?
Fascinating. I just wanted to clarify that for someone who might have wondered why we spent time on that. But it's here again. It's confusion and diffusion and all those things, illusion. Here we go.
Yes. Now, if I can refer to the photographs, which you, I'm glad you mentioned that, because during the break I was thinking I should bring up the point that the individuals in the photo, the spies, they were identified as CIA agents at a minimum, and I see them as KGB, Mossad, CIA, SS spies. You can lump it all together because the international spy agencies actually work together on behalf of the Illuminati. They have their differences, but when you're talking about taking over a country, they work together. The Dunhams were in this photo in a restaurant, and there was quite a lot of drinking going on. You could tell by the number of glasses and bottles on the table. And he identified his parents for me. And there was one individual whose identity came to me as an act of God. This is the only way I can say it. It was divine providence. Someone sent me an audio link to listen to this man speak. And as I was on the website of the Aetherius Society, I saw the photo and I said, this is the man I've been trying to identify in the unknown person in this photograph. It was Dr. George King, who was an MI6 operative.
And could I just, for my own knowledge here, I'm thinking of the photographs that I looked on your website where they are seated and on the right-hand side of the table looking at the photograph is Mrs. Dunham, so-called.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, Independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Welcome back to Born on the 4th of July. A lot of information to cover. So let's think in terms of Republican, Democrat, and how they're kind of warring with each other at all times, and we're supposed to think one way and then the other, and one of them will save us, right? Now let's think in terms of the Hawaiian story on the birth certificate and the Kenyan story. Are you suggesting it's the same story to confuse, that we'll look at one side and then the other and maybe have a difficult time making a choice?
Not only am I suggesting it, I'm putting it in stone. You're absolutely correct. It's just two stories that are juxtaposed. My mind is going so fast, and my mouth won't keep up. They are set apart from each other to be the opposite or the dichotomous aspects of the Hegelian dialectic, and nothing more. Originally they hoped that just the Hawaii story would hit, but they had to bring this other story out for the underground to be a misdirection, so to speak. In other words, now we know that he may have been born in Hawaii, so this raises the issue: is he American? They're still arguing: is this woman his mother, or can she be the mother? You see. None of this makes any sense because it's all lies. Okay? And you can only prove that they're lies. You can't prove them as truths. The only truth is that they're lies.
Okay, and I referred to that picture, and I'm going to try to talk really fast because we've got a lot to cover,
yes.
And I appreciate your efforts here. So that picture, is that one of those pictures that just came to you by somebody through the internet that saw your work, or how did you get that picture of all
this
those
is,
people?
Yeah, this is a man who had gone to school with Stan Lee.
Okay, I just wanted to clarify that yes. A picture of the adults also came with a younger school picture. I don't want to leave the people hanging. You came up with YA-438 in regard to some soft porn pictures of Stanley Ann Dunham, if you want to just clarify that a bit.
Yes. Well, I had gone down the rabbit hole, so to speak, on that number about 8 months ago, and I kept coming up with motorcycle parts, car parts, tires, computer software programs, video games. That number appeared on many websites as a reference number. And I thought, I'm going to have to come back to this. Well, about 4 days before I finished the article, I actually went back and I looked at the YA and I said, this stands for something. Is it a country? Because Yugoslavia we know as YU. If you've seen the international stickers that people put on their cars, especially in Europe, and I spent 5 years in Europe from 1975 through 1980, so I am very familiar with those stickers. It may stand for Yugoslavia. Well, when I went and put Yugoslavia-438 into a search engine, the first thing that came up was a list of passengers who were shipped from after being freed 5 years after World War II had ended, 1950, on February 5th of 1950, several thousand people were shipped to Australia. Now, why would someone want to go to Australia when they've been ripped from their homeland? Germany, Poland, Hungary, Latvia, the Ukraine, Romania, Austria, Yugoslavia. Why would you not want to go home? Okay? And next to the number 438 on this list, which was a group of people who had been shipped on the SS Oxfordshire, was the name Maduna, first name Sophia. Sophia. Now that's very similar to Stanley, but this is an alias. This is a spy name. Above that were what appear to be a father and a mother or adult figures, a Friedrich. It should say Frederick, but it says Friedrich. I'm pronouncing the I like they do in German. And Magdalena, Madeline and Magdalena, Maduna. The Maduna name connected to my research on the Bank of Hawaii. It was very interesting. In researching the Bishop family, the founders of the Bank of Hawaii, Charles Reed Bishop, that's another concocted story, a man who ended up marrying the Princess Bernice Pauahi and then taking her money and going to San Francisco with that money. Now I have a connection to Dr. George King, the unidentified person in the Dunham family photo. That was taken, I should say, the spy photo that was taken in an Oklahoma City restaurant. I was connecting the dots now. I was able to connect George King and Berkeley, California, Stockton, California, San Francisco, and points beyond to the Bishop family. What's interesting is that the niece of Charles, I should say, the niece of Charles Reed Bishop, who was the daughter of his alleged brother, Henry Bostwick Bishop, was a woman named Emma Bernice, named after the princess, Bishop Dunham. And she married a sailor from the Great Lakes area named James S. Dunham. And he was instrumental in getting the harbor at Chicago deepened. So we have a Chicago connection. We have a shipping connection. In fact, I could say unequivocally that they were likely transporting arms up from Tinker Air Force Base or Tinker Field in those days up to Chicago and then across the Great Lakes to get them over to Europe. Likely that was going on. The CIA has a dossier on Stanley Armour Dunham, knows that he sabotaged a B-29 and stole blueprints to a B-17 plane. Madeline the inspector likely helped him, if that story is even true. But now we have a Hawaii banking connection, and then it comes to San Francisco, and Tom Fife, in an article which I reference within my article, disclosed something that occurred in the early 90s where he first heard the name Barack. And mentioned that was
in Russia, right?
Yes, that was in Moscow. And this was a connection to San Francisco. And I was able to look back at that letter, and I sort of glossed over that letter. I saw how important it was that he was revealing this information to us in 2008, and yet this had occurred in the early 90s. And this woman, who's obviously a KGB agent, is telling him all about Barack Obama.
Could we just talk a little bit about that so the listener can figure out why that's so important? Mr. Fife, as I understand, was a technician who went over with a group of technicians and worked with Russians and went to a party, and I'll let you pick it up from there.
Yeah, he was a software engineer, as he describes himself, and he went into a co-venture with some Russian scientists in that area. Now, you have to ask yourself, what that was, and he must have had high connections himself to be in the presence of these people. But this wife, he refers to the couple as VM and the wife as TM. And she's going on and on and on about, you had a chance to elect a woman president and you didn't do it. And now you're going to have a black president, and he's going to be a communist, and he's going to represent, the Soviet Union. He is a Soviet. He's being trained in the Ivy League schools. And his name is Barack. And he was taken aback by all this, but he didn't think much of it until, the election. After the election, I'm sure he got up the courage to write this. Now, there's a lot of disinformation in that letter, because she's talking about the Hawaii-Africa connection, you see. So that was put out there to plant the seed long ago.
And that was in the 90s, and the wife, who was more militant communist, according to Mr. Fife, than her husband that he worked with, she called him a brown, what did she call him?
A chocolate baby.
A chocolate baby, that's right.
Yes. And this was the dialectical story in action. That's the first instance that we have of this story. If Mr. Fife is telling the truth, then I have no reason to think that he's not. But I certainly could identify it. What was interesting is that he mentions in passing San Francisco. He was unclear what San Francisco had to do with it. But I can tell you that the real estate fraud that's occurring around the world was started by Charles Reed Bishop. When the princess died, his wife, in 1884, he moved to San Francisco and lived in a hotel which burned down during the San Francisco quake. He lost many of his memorabilia and his possessions and that, but he didn't lose his money. By the way, the name of the hotel was the Occidental Hotel. There were two other hotel fires that I reference. One occurred in 1881 in Seattle, Washington, a triangular hotel, and another, the rebuilt hotel, on the same spot in 1889. Both hotels were called the Occidental Hotel. That's the name of the college that Obama is alleged to have attended in California. And, so I'm connecting the dots. The Meduna name brought me back to the Bishops, believe it or not, through a company named the Ryland Group. And an agent by the name of Samantha Bishop. So the connection to Berkeley, California is there. By the way, Madeline either attended Berkeley or she was schooled directly by Charles Reed Bishop. I think it's a ruse that she attended universities. Certainly Stanley Ann did not go to Hawaii. She was enrolled at the University of Washington. The signature of Stanley Ann, by the way, on the Lolo Satoru adoption papers is forged. There's no doubt about it. I've got copies of her autograph in her high school yearbook. And I've got more than one copy and more than 1 year of the book. By the way, those books were stolen from the school and the public library.
We'll go to break. We'll be right back.
We'll pay $25,000 of your credit card debt guaranteed. Since 1993, Zero Debt in 90 Days is still the only guaranteed debt relief program available. We'll either solve your debt problems in 90 days or we'll pay you $25,000. Our attorney said we could not make this promise, so we fired them and hired new attorneys, and they just love the idea.
My wife and I thought these guys are nuts, but a few months later, we were totally debt free. This has changed our life and given us a brand new start.
So if you have too much debt of any kind, we want to pay for it. If you are facing foreclosure, we can stop it in one day and you make no payments. That's right, you keep your money. As of this date, we have stopped every single foreclosure and all of our clients are still in their homes, paying no property taxes, no mortgage, no rent, and no chance of having to move anytime soon. We will pay you $25,000 if we cannot solve your debt problems within 90 days. Call now and mention this offer to get your free copy of our 7 debt relief secrets. Call 800-477-9256 or visit ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256 or visit ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
Here's Dr. John Mattson, a naturopathic doctor, and his views on Cartavite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right? To fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work, we can just put them on Cartavite and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them. And what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect. That yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect. And most of the other herbs in there, I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy is as close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut. It's working on the liver. It's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
For more information or to order your Cartavite, call 1-877-928-8822. Cartavite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or tincture. Our website is heartdrop.com.
Attention RBN listeners, the Freeze-Dry Guy, providing the finest in long-term storage food since 1970. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. In actual scientific tests, these foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. These foods are delicious tasting, hearty, light to carry, and easy to prepare under the most adverse conditions. Unfortunately, many people building a family food storage program, as well as many companies providing emergency feeding programs, simply do not give you enough protein, especially animal protein. No other food satisfies like animal protein during stressful times. If you're a meat eater, you will definitely want our freeze-dried meats and entrees, but we do offer vegetarian items as well. Visit freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Returning to Born on the 4th of July. Okay, listeners out there, we don't want to confuse you entirely, so just ask yourself the question, who puts the info, who puts the story on the teleprompter? I think that's where we're going. We're trying to give you who is pulling the strings or treating the marionettes to the dance. And so that's our effort here. And I know we've got a couple of things dangling. We've got all kinds of folks out there on a boat that we came as refugees or whatever, choosing to do something with their lives in a different location. And we also have the numbers YA438. So I'm going to let our guest today, Mr. Nikoloff, bring those back to you and together.
Okay, yeah, we're kind of bouncing around, and I apologize for that, but this is a very convoluted web-like story, so it requires doing that sometimes. Regarding the photo that revealed these aliases, the point I'd like to stress, Barbara Jean, is that these are not actual refugees. They're supposedly leaving an Italian prison camp named the Bagnoli camp. There was no such place. In fact, there's a town named Bagnola in Italy. And the preposterous idea that this would have occurred 5 years after the conclusion of the war is even more ridiculous. These were nothing but spies. If they had even been taken to Australia, this is how one would document who they are. They put at least the female names on pornography photos, And the agents know to go to those pornography websites to look up the information on contacting or referencing what real estate, bank accounts, drug money, arms, shipments, whatever they're doing. And I'm proposing that this list is nothing but a list of spies, and it's on a website that demands that I ask for permission to use this. Excuse me. Sue me. Sue me for having used it. I'm exposing one of the biggest crimes ever committed in the history of our country, if not the biggest crime. And I'm not by any means leaving the financial crimes out of the picture, be they with banks or real estate or our treasury or our Federal Reserve. These were agents, and these were their agent identities, and they were assimilated and accumulated in one location. And it wasn't an accident that this brought me again to a shipping record, as did my research on the Federal Reserve and Paul Warburg, my research on Charles Reed Bishop and the Bank of Hawaii. Both Warburg and Bishop founded banks or got involved in coming to our country or going to Hawaii in the same year, 1903, 10 years prior to the establishment of the Federal Reserve. When you look at the number 1903, numerology adds up to a 13. They even put their little satanic slant on that using mysticism and symbolism in the dates that these things occurred. There is strong evidence that the Rockefellers and probably the Rothschilds aided and financed the setting up of what was known as the First Hawaiian Bank, which 4 years later was sold to Charles Dexter Lufkin, who was in the drug industry. And then some years later, Lufkin sold it to Smith Kline. So we have pharmaceutical companies way back in the early 1900s owning banks in Hawaii and buying banks in the United States, in Indonesia, in the Far East, all over the Southeast Pacific region. So the connections are there. Now, let's jump ahead, because I got very interested in Lolo Satoru, and all you can find is one photograph, and it's photoshopped. It's a fraudulent photo. Lolo Satoru with Stanley Ann sitting next to him on a bench, and she has little baby Maya on her lap, and we have this young child that we're told is Barack Obama. What is interesting about the photo is that it was published by the Obama camp as a black and white photo, but it's a color photo. And putting the color in the photo shows many anomalies, but particularly it reveals its fraudulent nature. And that is in one of my Scherf pieces, in the Three Stooges piece as well. Prior to my part six, where I analyzed many of the other photos, I think it's part four where I initially referenced that photo. There's so much written on this, it's hard to keep track. It should be in a book. But since this is occurring in real time, I'm releasing it as the information is being discovered. Now, my research into Standard Oil Company revealed that in 1966 they were dissolved by Congress, and they became Mobil Oil and Exxon Oil, and eventually merged together. And the mineral rights and the oil rights in Indonesia during that time, up until about 2005, were such that the Mobil Oil Company at least was not out in public as a bona fide business. And Perminta was the company name, the government company name, that was actually running all the petroleum and mineral rights. The oil company that had a foothold on Indonesia was Dutch Royal Shell for many, many years, for over 60 years. And then the Rockefellers were able to get in there. What I found very, very interesting was that one of the Rockefellers disappeared in Indonesia in 1961. And we have this mythical month of November where all these people supposedly die. You can go through many of the characters in this story. They die in November. And when we come back, I'll be happy to go into that.
Okay, thank you.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Be because you can handle the truth.
Utopia Silver believes it is your God-given and constitutionally protected right to make your own health care decisions however you choose. You have a right to truthful information about natural alternatives for healing and preventing illness. We don't sell drugs or tell you just to ask your doctor about expensive medications that only manage disease symptoms and have side effects that lead to still more medications in an endless spiral. Instead, we provide you with honest information and quality products so you don't have to depend on drugs. Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom, but we also make and distribute some of the best colloidal silver, colloidal gold, and other top-notch supplements available anywhere. Take charge of your health and support our health freedom battles by visiting us at utopiasilver.com. That's UTOPIASILVER.com or call 888-213-4338. Again, 888-213-4338. This is Ben Taylor, and you will be appreciated in Utopia.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasermedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasermedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Returning to our show today, I would just beseech Mr. Obama to produce at least one genuine document, and then, you know, all of this might go away. Also, I think it's very interesting that this very week, the White House press secretary, Robert Gibbs, is kind of bemoaning the situation he finds him in. He says he's astounded that the question over the birth certificate continues to be asked in the White House. And he goes on to say that that's quite a revered spot, and he worries about that kind of a question in a White House press experience. So a lot of people are asking the question, and you have gone to extensive research, and you are telling us the word fraud comes up a lot in this story, and personalities, and some far leaders from beyond, it seems like, who have an agenda that are very powerful. So if we can kind of help the listener get a real hold on this, we'll do this again and get more information. But we've got this next half hour to try to clarify for the listener.
Okay. Well, before the break, I was about to go into the Rockefeller dimension. In it's claimed that on or about, and I have to say, November 17th, 18th, or 19th, 1961, after having completed the film Dead Birds as a sound recordist with Robert Gardner, a Harvard graduate, the anthropologist Michael C. Rockefeller went on a trip with René Wassing, a Dutch anthropologist, to go to the Asmat tribal lands to pick up some prepaid artwork. These people were called the Tree People. And Rockefeller was collecting all kinds of memorabilia to put in the museum here in the States. And I looked at this story, and I said, something doesn't feel right with this. Why is it that that he would, on the basis of the story, is that their dugout canoe capsized. Then it's a catamaran, and it goes from a 40-foot canoe to a 40-foot catamaran to a 30-foot catamaran. We get all these different stories going on, and I saw a picture of what's supposed to represent the catamaran, but I thought, no, this is just a picture. It means nothing. They put whatever caption they want on it, just like they did with the Punahou School pictures, the grandparent Dunham pictures at Columbia University in Central Park. They're all Photoshopped, and they're very poorly done.
I have to tell the listener, there's one with a hand over a shoulder of Barack. He's got a hand, and then he's got his arm hanging down. He's got three arms.
Mm-hmm. Yes, and I'm going to get into some other photos that were alleged to have been taken in Indonesia during the filming of this Dead Birds movie. The movie was supposedly completed, going by the time frame, in November of 1961, and then Rockefeller set out on this very dangerous trip through lagoons to get to this land, and evading headhunters and crocodiles and sharks, and it's portrayed not only on web pages, and it was in Time magazine, which, by the way, was owned by the Rockefellers, and in the TV show In Search Of. Leonard Nimoy did a special series in their first season, episode number 23, In Search Of Michael Rockefeller. I extracted many of the photographs from stills of that video from the TV show, and I began to notice many anomalies, that a person's chin does not protrude beyond their lips in a legitimate picture in New York, and in Indonesia be an inch or more behind his lips. That just doesn't occur. Or you don't insert a photo of a person, an image of a person, into a group photograph of black people, and this man, including his camera, turns pale white. It's obviously a doctored photo. And I found the In Search Of episode replete with lies. This so-called rescue that took place after a rogue wave overturned this flotation device, whatever you want to call it, if it was a catamaran or a canoe, I'll tell you that it didn't even happen. It didn't even happen. And when they filmed the rescue, and they showed this film on the In Search Of video, they're in sight of land. Land is within 200, 250 yards of where these planes with pontoons that landed on the lagoon are filming this and showing cameramen and, you know, this René Wassing, who's been rescued after Michael Rockefeller swam for shore the next day. He spent 22 hours in the ocean, and he tells this story. Michael says, "I think I can make it." We get this really, really profound declaration, his last words before he was eaten by a shark or a crocodile or cannibals. Now, the story is absurd, and it's evidenced by the fake photography in that TV show as well. Not to mention the photographs that the Rockefellers themselves have put out through the years. We have a guy that's got boils on his face. One time his hair is parted on the left side, the next time it's on the right side. With that kind of money, you don't make those kinds of mistakes. And then let's say, okay, it was a reverse negative. Why does a huge mole show up and cysts and boils on one photo, and on the other photo, that mole is not there? cysts and boils can go away, but certainly if you're out in the jungle in Indonesia, there's not anything but a witch doctor. And according to their information, it's a cannibal. So you're not going to get any proper medical treatment. These anomalies don't occur in real life. His nose in some of these pictures is turned to the side. His nose is shorter. His ears move up and down the side of his face from photo to photo. One photo, his ear is at a 22-degree angle. Another one, it's at a 45-degree angle, by the way, which matches Barack Obama's ear. It matches. Now, the purple lips that we see on Barack Obama are a result of other DNA infused into an egg. I'm certain of this. I'm certain that they faked the death of Michael Rockefeller so that they could use him as to be the father, to put him in the direct bloodline, which is everything to these people. And now they have one of their own in the office. You see, they don't have to bribe a politician. They don't have to bribe his assistants. They have a guy who's been groomed from before he was born to play the role he's now playing. In the nutshell, that's what's there. My article details all of this research. I analyze the photos. I draw conclusions on the basis of that. And as a professional in the music and having worked in the movie industry, I can tell you it doesn't take 3 years to do post-production in a studio of any film. Even Star Wars didn't take three years, or 2001, A Space Odyssey. If you're dealing with professionals and it looks like a professionally recorded film, but you don't see Michael Rockefeller in the film, you see his photos inserted into presentations representing his being there. He was not a sound recordist any more than you or you and I are central bankers. It was a complete cover up. Nelson Rockefeller played a role in this as well. And eventually they had to get rid of him. In 1972, I'm convinced of that. And Michael Rockefeller, I sense, is still alive, hiding somewhere. But then they even came out with another character, and they're even coming out with a movie in the fall. Why are they trying to perpetrate these myths? Because it will reveal that I have discovered the truth. And this is quite a bit different from the Hegelian dialectic. But even these elements have their own dialectical stories.
So if you could help me a little bit with all this very, very fascinating information and detailed investigation, you are telling me, and you correct me and help me here, that there is this extraordinary group of entities that think in long terms, yeah, and want the control more than anything.
Yes, and, well, we know this, don't do
and
we
then
not?
And a fabricated entity, is that what you're describing the president as? Something put together for a purpose?
Well, I don't describe him as the president. He calls himself the president. His cohorts call him the president, but he is nothing. He's not met the criteria for that. It does not meet the criteria and never will. And the Rockefellers will never admit what I'm saying because by default, he'll be thrown out too. You see? So all they can do is perpetuate the Hegelian dialectical lie that we're being spoon-fed on a daily basis. And this has ramped up. Do you know that Congress, by the way, let me just add this as a caveat. Congress and the Senate are entertaining. Congress has already approved a resolution declaring Barack Obama on the 50th anniversary of the creation of the state of Hawaii as being the 44th president born in Hawaii on August 4th, 1961. Nothing is further from the truth. We hear two hospitals he was born in Honolulu, but none of those hospitals will produce records. There's no secret about somebody being born. You have to produce that proof for a driver's license. You have to produce that proof for a job. And this man is running the country and doesn't have to produce that? What does that tell you? Someone with immense power is pulling the strings here. And it's a banking family. And every connection is to bank, money laundering, and real estate fraud. Every connection. And you think the vaccinations have anything, different or disassociated to, from the Rockefellers? They run the Rockefeller Foundation for Human Studies. which is genetic research and cloning and all of this. And cloning was available in 1952. We know that. And we know their propensity and their obsession with things of ancient Egypt as well. And there's a history there that is indisputable, that these people are involved in these things. Now, it's kept from the mainstream media, but because we don't hear the media tell us the truth about this, do we hear the truth about anything from the media? I would say not.
I guess I would say so, too. It's very interesting. So there is the term Illuminati. I think you have referenced that a couple of times in the last 2 hours. And would you look to that grouping as the powerful historical, maybe a collection of several groups? I guess the plural is Illuminati, the singular Illuminatus. How can you weave that now back to the listeners so they can kind of understand how they should think or what they should know after hearing our discussion?
Okay, these are international bloodlines that have worked together with the common goal of taking over the earth in its entirety, enslaving the whole population, and then even reducing the population to a manageable level.
Now, vaccinations on the horizon.
Yes. Absolutely. This plays into the role, and the Rockefellers have funded this research for 150 years. They've been in the picture or behind the scenes for 150 years, often out front. They're one of the Illuminati families. They are the agent, one of the major Illuminati families here for the United States. If you're going to bring down the United States, you do it through your Illuminati family. The Rockefellers. They control the CIA. They control the Congress. So it's a no-brainer that they control the media, that they control all the intelligence aspects of our society and our law enforcement and our educational system and foundations. They have thousands of foundations that give money to schools to dictate how they're going to brainwash people through what they call an educational system, which is nothing but propaganda. And now they're ramping it up. Do you know that Dreams from My Father now is required reading in some colleges around the country?
Good heavens.
It's a bogus story. And I'm sorry I can't use the language that really accurately describes it, but I've debunked it in the first four articles, and certainly in this last one. I've debunked the whole story. I've shown everybody who the Dunhams are. I've shown who they are not, which should be sufficient. And I've by doing so, I've shown who Barack Obama is not. And so that opens the door to the Rockefeller dimension, which makes all the sense in the world. Why would they fake Michael Rockefeller's death? You have to ask yourself that question.
Now, see, maybe I'm a little bit slow, but help us with the link with his interest in wherever he was in the area over there where there are still cannibals. He was over there for a purpose, but then why would they fake his death? So they're going to use his DNA, or what is it going to do?
Yes, they used his seed, literally, to fertilize an egg. And they have the technology to put any kind of DNA into a female egg. Think teleprompter. Okay?
Okay, there we go. That's the easiest explanation, isn't it? Okay. So, the nude photos, where do they fit in? Give us the clue back to that. They could be used against somebody. They could identify somebody. You say they go there for orders or information. This is how the CIA or
the KGB, this international intelligence apparatus, we'll call it, because they work together. Contrary to what we're told, again, we're told propaganda. They work together. They serve the Illuminati families. These 13 bloodlines that have been controlling the planet for thousands of years. Certainly over the past 500 years, but they've been there. And some are Chinese, and some are Dutch, and some are British by way of Germany. We could get more specific and say that they're following a Zionist or an Ashkenazi ideology, but it's about money, control, and power. That's all it is. And subjugation of the masses. Why work when you can make everyone else work for you and enrich yourself, you see?
Okay, let's just bring it quickly here to America and politicos. We know that Jimmy Carter was a chosen person through the trilateral. We know that when he went into office, one of his chiefs of staff said, oh, we're going to change everybody and I won't be here if Cyrus Vance or Zabriskie is around. And of course, when they got installed, Cy Vance was still there and so was Zabriskie. And so we can fast forward to this latest election. And we now have so many of the George W. Bush people right in their cabinet.
And
Brzezinski is the foreign advisor.
Yes.
He's still there. We'll come right back and we'll kind of bring it back to what we can see today that's right in front of us.
Is credit card debt stressing you out? If you're serious about regaining control of your finances, Big Solutions, the country's leading nonprofit debt management and consumer credit counseling service, can get you back on track. Whether you're behind with your payments or just frustrated with balances that never seem to go down, BSI can help you. Creditors have given Big Solutions very special repayment arrangements to help you get out of debt. These include lowering interest rates by 50% or more, bringing past due accounts current, and stopping harassing collections calls. BSI's team of certified financial counselors can consolidate all your credit card bills into one low monthly payment.
I chose BSI because they never asked for high fees I couldn't afford, and my creditors told me that Big Solutions had a great reputation.
Call the debt specialist at Big Solutions right now at 1-800-497-7722 to receive more information. BSI works with your lenders, but more importantly, Big Solutions works for you. Take control of your finances. Call 1-800-497-7722.
Today's Flu Readiness Report is brought to you by Nutrients 21, makers of Ultra Immunity, the world's best natural immune supplement. Today we are discussing megadosing, a practice where one ingests a large amount of a vitamin or concentrated nutrient to achieve a specific result, also known as orthomolecular therapy, a term coined by Linus Pauling. This highly controversial practice is not recommended by mainstream medical authorities. However, a number of doctors and scientists have researched and established procedures that achieve wonderful results more often than not. In the case of pandemic flu, megadosing procedures for vitamin C and D should be considered. Vitamin C and D are safe in very large amounts. There is plenty of evidence they have a profound positive effect on your natural immunity. This flu readiness update has been brought to you by UltraImmunity.com. Ultra Immunity is a supplement you can safely use with mega dosing protocols. For full details on the survival supplement, visit UltraImmunity.com. That's UltraImmunity.com. UltraImmunity.com today.
An important part of healing in youth involves your body's ability to create proteins at a rate faster than your body is breaking down. The process of creating proteins is orchestrated by amino acids and repair proteins, both of which become deficient in the typical person's body the older they get, so that by age 40, the rate of repair has declined enough that the effects are very noticeable to most people. Chrysalis is a liquid spray nutritional supplement that supplies the body an essential repair protein. By taking Chrysalis, you can potentially improve your overall rate of repair. This product is reported to have a profound track record of success. People frequently report deeper sleep, more energy, better mood, aches and pains going away, loss of body fat, gray hair reversing, vision improvement, and much more. Your satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Go to learnthesecretstoyouth.com. That's learnthesecretstoyouth.com or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Returning, our time is always so short, but just a reminder, we have Secretary of Defense Robert Gates, and maybe you might have forgotten, but he was a special assistant to Zbigniew Brzezinski way back in the Carter administration, and in 2004, he co-chaired the CFR Task Force on Iran with Zbigniew Brzezinski. So put all those people together, and we're in the same mix, aren't we?
Yes, in fact, it all points to the UN. The significance, if Obama did, and I put that in quotes, if he did attend Occidental College, then he did so as a foreign exchange student from Indonesia, which the records show that he received a Fulbright scholarship. They have a UNESCO-sponsored program to get their people into foreign politics, and really, politics is the cover for organized crime. The Rockefellers donated the land and the building of the UN to the UN. They own the World Trade Center. So we have our 9/11 event, which is a Rockefeller property. Everything involved in it indicates Rockefeller control. The London bombings were basically a signal to the Illuminati that they had the British under control, and that it was an official war on terrorism that was spreading around. This is perpetrated by the intelligence agencies, which are controlled by the Rockefellers. Again, I stated that earlier in the broadcast. And let me throw something at you as a closing remark here. I know we still have a little bit of time. If I said the date, October the 12th, what would come to mind to most Americans?
Better help us here.
Okay. Well, for radio silence purposes, it's the birth date of Christopher Columbus. We celebrate that date. He's the man attributed to having discovered America, despite accounts of Americus Vespucci, for example, many years before Columbus's arrival here. But what is interesting is that I've pinpointed an area of Indonesia where Obama is from, and it has to do with the word Bali. And we had the Bali nightclub bombing that occurred on October 12th, 2002. Many people are unaware of that date, but let's use their numerology and study the significance of the date. October is the 10th month. Added to the 12th day is a number 22. The number 2002 is a 2 and a 2 again, or a 22. When you add the two numbers together, they equal 44. What number president is Barack Obama?
44.
Well, you know who's behind the Bali nightclub bombing. And that's pretty shocking to a lot of people, but I can go through some other things. However, it's all in my research. I urge people to read the Three Stooges Go to Washington, the whole series, so you get a taste of what the McCanns did. When you get to Obama, you will see the same things being done. It will become very clear what we're witnessing. This is the truth, Barbara Jean. It's hard for a lot of people to swallow because they've been brainwashed for the past couple of years. Don't know how else to say it.
My goodness, what a lot of effort and work. And I invite you to come again and help me know more. I'm sure that the listener out there would be very interested in having you back on. So we'll get that done, and we'll go to the website there and become better informed. Ladies and gentlemen, directlightproductions.com. Mr. Don Nikoloff, today's guest on Born on the 4th of July. Do you sleep at night?
I do now.
All right.
Okay. Thank you, Barbara Jean.
Thank you very much. Very interesting. Thank you so much.
With recent